Well, in the winter, wrap it up. Oh, in the summer, wrap it up. Yeah, in the morning, wrap it up. In the evening, wrap it up. Oh, when it's hot, wrap it up. Oh, when it's cold.
So good to me.
Well, on the street,
wrap it up.
You look so sweet.
Wrap it up.
What a treat.
Wrap it up.
Well, can't beat me.
Wrap it up.
Got cute little feet.
Wrap it up.
Oh, you my me.
Wrap It Up. It came out in 1954. If you have a copy of that song on the Spark label, record number 103, flip it over, you'll find Riot and Cell Block number 9. So both of them are Lee Burn Stoller songs, compositions. Hey, welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. Going to play a lot of different kind of music today. Hope you enjoy it. And we're going to get right back into it right now. We've got a cover song of Stand By Me, Gonna Get Us Started, then a female soul singer, and then a little doo-wop. So right now we've got Cassius Clay, also known as Muhammad Ali, and his version of Stand By Me.
As long as you stand.
poets have said, whenever I've read that life is relative to love. So I say to you, and it's so very, very true, how true, a dream is but a dream without a lover. Kiss is just a kiss without each other.
On the Phillips label, A Dream Is But A Dream, a record that didn't chart, but people like to collect it, and I guess that's why if you find a copy and it's in very, very, very good shape, you're going to pay $300-$400 for it. So maybe you can look for a reissue of that and pay a couple of bucks. Real nice sound, though, from the Chesterfields, 1962. And let's see, we had before that Dory Grayson, a young lady out of Shreveport, Louisiana, I believe it was, on the Murco, M-U-R-C-O, Murco label, and a little song called Try Me, a song that didn't chart. But the first one got us started did chart. It was a song by the Cassius Clay guy, also known as Muhammad Ali. This song came out in 1964, and it went up to number 102. So I guess the name Cassius Clay made a few people go out and buy it anyway and give it some airplay. But anyway, only went to 102. All right, let's keep going here on BRC Radio. We've got the Dupree's going to get us started, then the Genies, then the Q's. So let's get started right now with the Dupree's and My Own True Love.
Ah. Since my mama told me I could stay.
the Q's out of 1957 with a song called Crazy Crazy Party. And before that, we had the Genies, and they did a song called Twistin' Pneumonia. And that particular song came out in 1960. And before another group got us started with My Own True Love, the Dupree's, 1962. That one went up to number 13. Out of that threesome there, that was the only one that charted. And if that song had a familiar tune to it, if you're familiar with Gone with the Wind, that is the theme song in the background, the melody, Tara's theme. So you may have remembered that sound back there in the background, My Own True Love. Okay, let's keep going now. We're going to have Cliff Lee going to get us started, and then Merle Haggard, and then Dionne Warwick. This Cliff Lee is probably one you hadn't heard from. I believe it's out of Iowa, and a little song called Golden Rocket.
Thank you. I got things that I can do. I got places I can go to this evening. I've got whiskey I can drink that'll help me not to think about your leaving. Yes, I can smoke and I can drink. Probably be all right till morning. But what am I gonna do with the rest of my life? Honey, what am I gonna do with the rest of my life?
Passing by, they mean a trip to Paris or Rome for someone else, but not for me. The trains and the boats and planes took you away from me. We were so in love and high above. But not for me, the trains and the boats and planes took you away from me. You are from another part of the world. You had to go back a while and then you said you soon. My prayer, and if my prayer can cross the sea, the trains and the boats and planes will bring you back home to me.
And Planes, 1966, went up to number 22 on the charts for Dionne Warwick that year, a young lady whose sister is Dee Dee Warwick, whose aunt was Sissy Houston, whose cousin was Whitney Houston. So that tells you a little bit about what their family did. They did a lot of singing. Okay, before that we had Merle Haggard, and he did a song called What Am I Gonna Do With the Rest of My Life, 1983, went up to number 3 on the country charts for him that year, and a guy that was born in Bakersfield, California, and spent 3 years in San Quentin prison for robbery from 57 to 60, and then later on in 1972 he was granted a full pardon by then-Governor Ronald Reagan out in California. So I guess he voted for Reagan a few times along the way. And let's see, before that we had Cliff Lee doing an old standard from the country charts from Hank Snow, but Cliff Lee and his Rhythm Rockets with a song called Golden Rocket. Okay, let's keep going right now. We've got a little rocker coming up, female rocker, Betty Nickel, and then we're going to do a doo-wop, and then Betty Everett. So here we go with Betty Nickel and Hot Dog. Thank you.
For every moment that we've been apart, maybe you'll learn your lesson, dear. You can't play games with my heart. Boom, boom, boom. La 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 la. I wanna hug you, kiss you, and love you. For every moment that we've been apart, maybe you'll learn your lesson, dear. You can't play games with my heart. Oh, oh, oh. Ooh la 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 la.
Song the 45 You're No Good, that was her big hit in 1963, that you have flipped it over, because that is the flip side of You're No Good. That is Chained to Your Love, real good sound. I know that was a big hit for the kids around Birmingham that went down to Panama City, and they would play that on the jukebox a lot. So I do know that. So it did get a lot of airplay here in Birmingham because people would come home and request it. Okay, Betty Everett. All right, let's see. Before that, we had the Precisions doing a song called Don't Play Games. And that came out of 1961 on the Strand label. There's a lot of good stuff on that Strand label that didn't chart or got a little airplay, but real good stuff on that. But that's Precisions. And before that, Betty Nickel with a little female rocker called Hot Dog. Came out in 1958 on the Abbey label, ABBY, I believe it was. And but anyway, if you got a copy of that laying around somewhere, see if you can sell it. If it's in good condition, it's worth a couple $100. So a lot of people looking for that one. Okay, let's keep going. We got Ronnie Hawkins coming up next. Going to get us started. Then Don Cherry. And then Jerry Lewis is going to come in with a song. So right now we got Ronnie Hawkins and Need Your Lovin'.
Need your lovin'. Need it oh so bad. Need your love and need it oh so bad. Without your sweet loving, I know I'm going mad. Come on, baby, to read me like a man.
Sail away to Araby and other lands of mystery, but all the wonders that they see will never tempt me. Their memories will soon to prove that you are mine. just want a little band of gold to prove that you are
cup. Woo, 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 I'm on fire. Turning a bowl, Lord. I'm a flame from all of her charm. A little firebug, can't you see? Can't you see what you're doing to me? You got me burning up like a paper cup. I'm on fire. And when my baby kisses me, I start shaking like a ship on a stormy sea. I like a toast to eat. Help me, Mr. Fireman, please. Burning from my head to my knees. I'm a flame with such a burning desire. Help me to girls, that's my soul on fire. She got me burning up like a paper cup. Ship on a stormy sea. And when I hear her say, I'm gonna love you every minute of each day, I start to roast just like toast to eat. Hey, Mr. Fireman, please. You know I'm burning from my head to my knees. I'm a flame with such a burning desire. That little girl sets my soul on fire. She got me burning up like a paper cup. Ooh, 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 I'm on fire.
The Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, I'm on fire. Song came out in April of 1964 and only made it up to number 98. You know, this is the time Jerry Lee's kind of losing popularity on the pop charts, a little rock and roll stuff, but he's still kicking it there in 64. And, of course, the Beatles came in a couple months before that, and things were changing a little bit. But then Jerry would go on to have a great career in country western also. So he's still out there doing a few concerts every now and then, but not as often. Let's see, and before that we had Don Cherry with Band of Gold, 1955. Went up to number 4 for him on the charts that year. And He had a real good career in singing himself. He was in the service. And after that, he took voice lessons after the service, and the rest is history for him. And let's see, we had Ronnie Hawkins kick us off with a song called Need Your Lovin'. And we played a flip a while ago with Betty Everett. This was a flip of Mary Lou for Ronnie Hawkins. Mary Lou went up to number 26 in 1959. You flipped it over and you got this one. And that Mary Lou was such a popular song, I don't know if anybody flipped it over, but it's a real good side. Need Your Lovin' Oh So Bad, 1959. You know, Ronnie formed a group called the Hawks up in Canada in 58, 59, somewhere along in there. And they would go on to become a little group called the Band. So he was very instrumental in the group that we know, the Band, being formed. Okay, let's keep going right now. We got our double play of the day coming up in just a moment. We're going to start off with a Marshall Tucker song off their LP, first LP, and then we're going to do two by Jay and the Americans. So right now we got Marshall Tucker Band and Losing You.
You don't do Kiss.
1965, went up to number four for Jay and the Americans. That was Jay Black doing the singing for them at that particular time. He did most of the hits that they had. He was the main singer. But the first Jay and the Americans that we just played on our double play today was She Cried. That came out in 1962, went up to number five, and that was Jay Traynor. Now, I don't know if they looked for a guy named Jay to replace Jay Traynor when he left, but it was interesting that they had Jay Traynor and then Jay Black for a group called Jay and the Americans. Of course, Jay Black, I think his original name was David Blatt. But anyway, whatever, Jay and Jay. So anyway, that's our double play of the day. Jay and the Americans, She Cried, and then Cara Mia. Before that, we had Marshall Tucker Band with a LP cut off their first LP called a song called Losing You, and a real good album. I remember still buying that one way back when that came out, because I wanted to hear those songs that they had on there. So Take the Highway and Can't You See? But that was a real good sound they had there. It's almost time to get out of here. Let's squeeze in a couple more. We're going to do one here by Tony Borders and then one of the Everly Brothers. So right now we got Tony Borders doing a song called Strong Wine.
I went to a dance we had downtown, and I took Mary Lou. She was real fine till I drank wine in a spotted Betty Sue. And a strong wine makes a weak mind. That's how I lost that girl of mine. I took Faye to a drive-in, and things were really a whiz. I got high and she said goodbye when I started talking about Liz. Strong wine makes a weak man, and that's how I lost that girl of mine. I met Lynn, I said right then that she was a girl. Slip and now I'm feeling so free, because a strong wine makes a weak man, and that's how I lost that girl of mine. I said a strong wine makes a weak man, and that's how I lost that girl of mine. Yeah, a strong
you pay with tears and pain, the price of
Price of Love, 1965. That bubbled under on the pop charts for the Everly Brothers. It only went up to number 104, I believe it was. So didn't chart well, but it's a little different sound for them. And I hope you enjoyed that. Just something a little bit different there. And before that, we had Tony Borders doing a song called Strong Wine. A song came out of the mid-60s. And a real good sound by him. Didn't have anything that charted, but I had some good stuff and recorded songs here in Alabama, in fact. So, all right, we're going to have to get out of here. So we're going to say thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. We're going to go out with our instrumental song today. This is, I hope I say his last name correctly, it's Hugo Winterhalter. And he's going to do a song called Canadian Sunset. I know you remember that one. Went up to number 2 in 1956. So here we go right now. And Canadian Sunset, and we'll see you next time.